Or we could call it movement, but not the bowel movement.
All right. So there's got to be movement. And now, with my wife walking into the studio, who despises the word exercise, I've got to be very careful here. And so...
Okay, let me just make it real simple for the listener, because this is what I've been trying to do for years. If a person, when they get up in the morning, if they can go drink about 12 to 16 ounces of nice clean water, mm-hmm. and then just go out for a brisk walk, that is one of the best things they can do to start immediately reducing that belly fat, because they will be burning almost pure fat. So I tell them, then when they get back, they can brew their coffee, or they can have their coffee brewing when they're, walking, doing their walk. But please drink a big glass of water first thing in the morning when you get up. You can squeeze a little teeny bit of lemon in there, too, and then go out for that brisk walk in the morning. That's the morning time is the best time to do your exercise, because what's happened is all night long you've depleted most of your glycogen stores, which are glucose stores in your muscle and in your liver. And then when you get up in the morning, you're going to start tapping into the fat stores, especially the belly fat stores.
All right. I want to make our listeners, I want to redeem myself here for just a moment from the E word, and that is the S word. I have understood from recent studies, doctor, that we're getting too little sleep as Americans, and that is contributing to weight gain.
Absolutely right. And again, so many Americans, if they sleep less than 6 hours a night, their risk of obesity and their risk of type 2 diabetes goes up dramatically. So I tell,
it's amazing.
I tell my patients it's critically important to get that 7.5 to 8 hours sleep a night, because sleep is one of the most important things we can do to maintain good health as well as prevent diabetes.
Well, I just so much appreciate you are very articulate, very helpful. Very gracious, and I appreciate so much you're bringing all of this information to us so that we can understand it. Dr. Don Colbert, Reversing Diabetes.
Thank you so much.
Friends, this is very important for you. It's very important for your life. It's very important for your wife or your husband, and to become a true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, demonstrating your witness by the way you live in every aspect. Get a copy of the book, your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries. It's a $17 book that we're making available for $15. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. And again, become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone, who's going to bring us up to date on some of the Bible stories and certainly what has happened in the past. Because if you don't understand what's happened in the past, it's very hard to understand what's going on today. Unless you understand that there's a spiritual battle being fought and that there really are spiritual forces in everything that's unfolding as you look and see what's going on in the Near East and the Middle East and over in China and in England and here in the United States, a lot of it just doesn't make sense. But once you begin to understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, why things begin to make a lot more sense. And so without further ado, Pastor Billy Crone, as pick up the story there, of the origin of humanity and the stories of the Bible. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monty. It's always a joy to be on. And you're absolutely right. You know, if you really want to know what's going on today, then you need to get into the Scripture and really provide the clarity that we need to understand. I've used the analogy before, but I think it's very befitting that, you know, you take a look at all the turmoil that's going on in the world, even just recent events. Here it is, what's going on with Libya and situation with Iran, and why is the Middle East always in turmoil, and why the Middle East? Why isn't there always this reporting going down in Australia? You know, why is it always that area? Well, none of this is going to make sense until you get into the Bible, because the Bible predicted these events to take place, and specifically, there were signs given by God to let us know that we're approaching the last days and we need to get ready. And that's what we do, Dr. Monteith. As you know, we provide in our study that we've been working on, revamping in the final countdown, and we take a look at the 10 classic signs. How do we know that we're living in that generation? And with hard proof, hard facts, folks, you know, because, again, a skeptic of which I used to be, you know, you can say, well, hey, listen, why should I listen to you Christians? You guys have been saying that Jesus is coming back and I need to get ready for 100 years now. Nothing ever changes. Well, a lot of things have changed, and this is why we work diligently to provide not just quoting Scripture, not that that's bad, but we provide tons and tons and tons of video evidence, not just pictorial, but video evidence of these things unfolding before our very eyes, actual news reports and interviews and things of that nature. And it begins to open up. And the benefit of that is this, back to the analogy. If you have a 1,000-piece puzzle set, and let's say you got it at a garage sale. It was the only problem. You didn't have the cover to it. And it was a really intricate one. And so you worked at home and trying to put the thing together, and it was just really a nightmare. But lo and behold, you somehow got your hands on hold of the actual cover. And then once you saw the cover, you could see how all the pieces began to fit together. It was much quicker and much simpler. And that's actually the benefit of studying Bible prophecy, because all these events, why is the world rushing towards a one-world economy? Why is everybody talking about all religions need to come together? Why are people talking about we need to go to a cashless society? We need to start working at implants and put it inside of pets and people and every product on the planet. Why are people doing that? Why do they keep pushing? Why does it not matter who we vote in office? It would appear that everything continues to march on towards globalism and a one-world government and all that stuff. Well, folks, it's like trying to put the puzzle together without the box. The box is the Bible. Yeah, that's the lid that you need to take a look at, and you'll see how every one of these things was prophesied by God to let us know we're in the last days. And that's what we'll talk about at this break.
All right, fine. I think, ladies and gentlemen, really, as you understand, that all the evidence is that we are in the last days. Certainly, Israel had to be reformed. It had to be a nation. People give you all the sorts of reasons why Israel and the Israelis are returned to the Holy Land. But, of course, nobody ever wants to suggest that maybe God planned it that way.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. First, Pastor Billy Crone is simply outlining all of the things that have been prophesied thousands of years ago that are coming to pass today, and the fact that we'll be having more earthquakes and more famines and certainly more conflicts. And these things are happening. Oh, they say we've always had earthquakes, but never to the degree we're having now. And we've never had certainly the other problems we're having today. But the most important thing is the children of Israel are back in the Holy Land. They're preparing to build the temple. I don't know how they're going to build the temple. I don't know what they're going to do with the mosque there. Oh, but of course, there's tremendous uncertainty. There's a very real possibility there's going to be a major war in that area before long. And if a major war came, I wouldn't be in the least bit surprised if the Mosque of Omar were to come down and be destroyed. But go right ahead, Pastor Billy. Go right ahead.
And that's actually, Dr. Monteith, one of the theories that I truly do look at, because that's a little bit, to dovetail off of that, what I want to talk about, one of the aspects I want to talk about tonight, is in regard to the Gog and Magog prophecy and how appropriate that is right now with what's going on. And after that war, and I'll get to that in just a second, describe that, what's going on there. And you see that, with that war that's mentioned in the Bible, Ezekiel 38 war, or the Gog and Magog prophecy, that thing gets unleashed. Hey, folks, it wouldn't just take nothing but just a stray missile. You wouldn't have to blame it on somebody to say it was a deliberate attack. Just a stray missile in that war, hey, it could level the landscape, and that would fix the whole temple issue. But that's the other sign that I wanted to kind of talk about, is that Jesus clearly says, how do you know you're living the last days? Well, he continues on. He not only says there's going to be an increase of earthquakes, there's going to be an increase of famines, there's going to be an increase of pestilence, but he clearly says wars. And man, that's on the news every night, isn't it? He says you will hear wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you're not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation. That's happening right now. Kingdom against kingdom. And he says, again, there's going to be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains, okay? And so, you know, again, the scoffer would say something like, well, so what? Big deal. You know, why is that supposed to grab my attention? Wars are no big deal. We've always had wars. And granted, yes, throughout history, since the fall of man, we've had wars. But here's the point. Not like we see today. It's escalating and has escalated exactly like Jesus said would happen in the last days. In the last century alone, folks, there's been an explosion of worldwide wars. Now, that's the context, not just local wars, but worldwide wars, okay? In fact, more people have been killed by wars, folks, in the previous century than at any other time in mankind's history. In fact, prior to World War I, war had not been universal. Big sections of the planet, but not universal. Well, then come along World War I. And not only have we had two of them, but after World War II, which was supposed to be the war that ended all wars, there have been around 150 major wars. In 93, there was a record 29 wars being fought simultaneously. That was broken 2 years later, 95, when there were 71. And the whole world, as we can see on the news, is gearing up for war like never before, okay? Which leads us to the other issues that are talked about in the Bible. The Bible says specifically about these wars, well, there's going to come a war, all right. And it's going to specifically involve Israel. And it's going to involve Israel and its surrounding nations. And God calls every single one of them on the carpet. Absolutely mind-blowing. It's called the Ezekiel 38 War, or the God to Magog prophecy. And when you break down what he's talking about there, and you do your historical study of what these nations are mentioned in the Bible, folks, you're going to see that they're every single one of the nations that are coming against Israel right now. This is not something 50 years down the road. This is not something even 5 years down the road. It's the nations that are coming against Israel right now. Let me break that text down for you in Ezekiel chapter 38. It talks about, first of all, Gog in the land of Magog. Now, Gog is the person. Magog is a particular state that it's talking about. And according to biblical geography, Magog is the landmass north of the Caspian and the Black Seas, which is Russia today. Okay, so Russia would be Magog, according to the Bible. Then in verse 2 there, it talks about Meshach and Tubal, and then in verse 6 down further, Gomer and Togarma. Now, in biblical times, Turkey was divided into those four parts, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. So now we're talking about Russia, and with this here, we're talking about Turkey. Okay, then in verse 5, it mentions Persia. Until 1936, there were three nations known today as Persia, but today those nations are known as Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. So now they're starting to stack up. Russia, Turkey, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. Gee, Iran's in the news. Then in verse 5, it talks about Ethiopia or Kush, and you look at that on the biblical map, you're talking about modern-day Ethiopia, Somalia, and Saddam. Verse 5, it says Put, that's modern-day Libya. That's in the news, isn't it? And then you coordinate this with two other passages. It's the same event mentioned in Daniel chapter 11, the king of the north, which is Syria, then the king of the south, which is Egypt. Psalm 83, you correlate it with that. Talks about the Ishmaelites, which is modern-day Saudi Arabia. And then in verse 5 there, it talks about Tyre, which is modern-day Lebanon. So you're talking about, here's the countries that are going to come against Israel in the last days to try to annihilate the nation. Okay, well, first of all, in order for this to come to pass, Israel had to become a nation again. Hey, folks, it happened in 1948. We need to wake up. Okay? And then, so what we see is it's Russia, it's Turkey, it's Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, Syria, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Lebanon. Folks, every single one of those are Arab nations, with the exception of Russia, and they're going to form a coalition, the Bible says, to come against Israel to annihilate Israel in the last days. Okay? Now, here's the whole point, folks. Not only do we see that happening right now before our eyes, okay, and these Muslim nations basically coming against Israel, okay, and first of all, you might say, well, what's Russia got to do with that? They're not Muslim. Well, Russia, if you're paying attention, folks, they are helping to arm a lot of these nations that are coming at Israel. So they're kind of the big gun to help them out. So there's a tie there, exactly like the Bible said would happen. But here's the point. Not only do we see that happening, but there's a debate on the timing of this prophecy. Some would say that this Gog and Magog prophecy, which we see right now, all those nations, including Russia, getting their hand in the mix, is happening right now. But some people say that this war is going to take place between these nations and Israel just prior to the seven-year tribulation. But then others would say, no, it's going to be right after the seven-year tribulation. People go back and forth and have their points. But here's
hold
my
that
point.
Thought. Hold that. Don't go. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Oh, but here's my point, Dr. Monteith. Hey, it doesn't matter if it's a little bit before, a little bit after. Hey, here's the point. You can get lost in that conjecture all you want. But if we see all the key players and all the key pieces of the Gog and Magog prophecy being lined up right now on the cusp of being fulfilled, the point is, hey, who cares? How much closer then is the seven-year tribulation? Either way, we need to get motivated, folks. This is happening before our very eyes.
I agree with you, and I think that people should be very, very concerned. You go back and you can read those Ezekiel 38, 39, and you'll see all of these countries simply listed there. Go right ahead.
Well, and that brings up another point. You continue on, you're rightly so, Dr. Monteith, chapter 30 and chapter 39, and then you're going to see what happens with this battle. Okay, not only are these people going to lose, they're going to get judged by God. You know, they first come against God's people, the Israel, and the Jewish people, and to annihilate them, but God's going to turn around, and unfortunately, they're going to get annihilated by God, okay? Now, if you look at that today, Israel, just give me an idea of how, once again, they are completely outnumbered. Now, this isn't the first time. If you look at how when they were forming a nation back in 1948, the 1967 war, et cetera, they always seem to be outnumbered. You know, some of the odds back then were like 20 to 1, but man, they seem to always have victory. victory, and that's because God is on his side. You don't want to mess with Israel. He's not done with them, folks. Okay? But anyway, Israel today has a population just under about 8 million people. Well, the Muslim nations that I just mentioned to you surrounding Israel, they got a combined population of hundreds of millions of people. Okay? And yet, the Bible is clear in Ezekiel 30 and 39, God totally wiped them out. Okay? But listen to some of the specifics. I'm going to read a couple passages. One's in Zechariah, the other one is in Ezekiel 39. But listen to the judgments, the hand of God coming down upon these people who dare mess with his people. Zechariah 14 says this: "This is the plague with which the Lord will strike all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they are still standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouth." Now, some people would say, well, this is just some sovereign act of God where he supernaturally causes, you know, people's flesh to melt, if you will, while they're still standing. And it could be. I think the point's obvious. I personally don't want to be there to find out. But here's the point, folks. With modern weaponry and the wars that we see today and the escalation of that, what does that graphic description sound like? Is your flesh rotting while you're standing on your feet? Your eyes rotting while you're in their sockets? Your tongue's rotting while it's in your mouth? Sounds like a nuclear holocaust or something like that, okay? And again, you know, this prophecy with Ezekiel, folks, was, what, 25, 2600 years ago, roughly? We don't even have to grasp at what could cause that to take place, okay? We can get a great idea. Now, speaking of nuclear warfare, as of year 2000, folks, just between the U.S. and Russia, we got enough nuclear bombs to destroy the planet six times over, okay? And everybody's on the hunt for nuclear weapons. That's the big issue that's going on with Iran. Do they have one? Do they not? Are they going to use it against Israel? And that's what's causing the stir over there, okay? And many believe it's not a matter of time, folks. It's a matter of when and where the first nuclear strike will be, folks. And after that, nobody knows. It sounds like World War III. Maybe World War III is going to be Gog and Magog. Either way, folks, it's all happening before our very eyes. But let me read to you, Dr. Monteith, that other judgment from God that he's going to put upon people who come against Israel. Not only will their flesh rot while they're standing on their feet, their eyes rot in their sockets, their tongues rot in their mouths, Zechariah 14, but Ezekiel 39 says this: "Son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, I'm against you, O God, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. On the mountains of Israel you will fall, you and all your troops and the nations with you. In fact, I'm going to give you as food to all the carrion birds and to the wild animals. You will fall in the open field. Then those who live in the towns of Israel will go out and use the weapons for fuel and burn them up, the small and large shields, bows and arrows, and boars and clubs. For 7 years they will use them for fuel. They will not need to gather wood from the fields or cut it from the forest, because they will use their weapons for fuel." Now, how in the world is that going to happen? Well, folks, believe it or not, we'll come back from the break. I'll tell you, Russia is using weaponry that's going to burn like wood. We'll get to that after the break.
All right, fine. Well, our guest is Pastor Billy Crone. And we're really talking about the prophecies written thousands of years ago about this time in history. If you read the newspapers, you'll never have any glimpse of the prophetic significance of the events that are unfolding. But if you're a Christian, and of course you follow the events, they all begin to fall into place.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Mr. Stan, Pastor Billy was simply saying that there's a recent article in one of the Chinese publications pointing out that the Chinese military is being largely funded by, of course, the interest that the United States is paying China on the money that we borrowed from them. We borrowed massive amounts of money from China, and such we're paying at least the interest on that. And, of course, that's going to fund the Chinese military. And there are serious questions whether China may very well be involved in this final great battle that's going to be taking place over there in the Holy Land. We go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, I think they eventually will, because that leads us to another passage the Bible talks about. Revelation 16 says, the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east, you know, like over there in China, to gather them for battle on the great day of God Almighty. And so here we see the Bible says the kings of the east, again, you know, people like China, are going to be gathered in the last days for the battle of Armageddon that takes place in the Valley of Megiddo, the Bible says, outside of Jerusalem. And so now, wait a second, to get there, you're going to be crossing the river Euphrates. That's what Revelation 16 is talking about. Now, that happens to run through Turkey, Iraq, and Syria, those nations over there, okay? Now, here's the point. It just so happens, Dr. Monteith, right now, everybody else is worried about the football teams, but can anybody guess who's building a giant high-speed railroad system right now through that area from China? That's right, it's China. China, quote, is signing a $2 billion deal to build a railway line in Iran and the first step of a wider plan to tie the Middle East and Central Asia to Beijing. And the line would give the Central Asian states vital access to Iran's port on the shores of the Persian Gulf and could eventually give China a vital overland freight route to Europe. And dare I say, according to the biblical text, It would also give them a fast, cheap, efficient way to make it right on time for the Battle of Armageddon. It's just amazing. It's all coming to pass, folks. I mean, in minute detail. But let me give you another one dealing with the increased wars. The Bible talks about, in the last days, calls it on the carpet, very specific language here, folks, nothing bland about this, that people are going to run into the mountains for protection when the wrath of God is being poured out. We see that in Revelation chapter 6. Let me read that for you. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red. And the stars in the sky fell to the earth as late figs dropped from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Well, what happened? The kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks in the mountains. They called to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us, hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of the wrath has come, and who can stand?" So what we see here, according to the Bible, another specific piece you pull out there, what makes this time so different? Why should I listen this time about this warning that Jesus is coming back soon? Well, pay attention, folks. The Bible says in the 7-year tribulation, people are actually going to try to hide from the wrath of God, which isn't going to happen. But the point is, where are they going to try to hide? Of all places, it's where? It's in the mountains and the caves among the rocks, okay? Now, little do most people realize, okay, that thanks to the wars and the rise of wars and the military inventions that come along with them, for the first time in mankind's history, folks, we have the ability to do just that, to try to hide away in times of catastrophe in the mountains. Now, notice that it mentions right off the top there, kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, okay, before it got to the common person. Hey, folks, that's what's happening, especially in the military realm. They're called DUMB, okay, it's an acronym, D-U-M-B, and stands for Deep Underground Military Bases. And, folks, when you do the research, they not only exist, but they're all over the world, exactly like the Bible says, because everybody over the world wants this to take place. They're going to try to hide in them, okay? And they're not just in the United States. Again, they're literally all over the world in countries, the reports say. And they're made possible thanks in part to massive, high-powered tunnel-borne machines. And it doesn't take decades to build these things. Some of them are reported to be actually nuclear-powered, these boring machines, okay? And they could literally, quote, melt solid rock, leaving behind glass-like walls, and they could drill, it's reported, a tunnel 7 miles long in just one day, okay? And some of these things are reported, I mean, these things are deep, 42 levels deep was one report, between 2 to 4-plus cubic miles inside. They're large whole cities underground. Other reports say they're connected by high-speed trains that could travel up to Mach 2, and people have different explanations why they're being built and all that stuff. But one report says, and I quote, that most of them are being built away from geotectonic areas because they know a catastrophe is coming. Okay? That's exactly what the Bible says is going to happen in the last days. They're going to run and hide, specifically in the mountains, try to hide away from God. The problem is, they're not going to be able to. God's got a bunker buster that's going to blow whatever they build away. It's called his wrath. There is one way to escape it, and that's through Jesus Christ. And that's the whole point in sharing this information. You don't have to be there, folks. You can call upon his name, and he'll save you from that time frame.
Well, we're moving into a very difficult time. Everything is secret. Why do you think they want to go after the people from Wikipedia? The last thing they want is for the public to learn the truth.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Thought, hold that thought, and of course Pastor Billy's is talking about some of the prophecies that we find certainly in the Bible describing this terrible period that lies ahead, where there's going to be massive conflicts and massive numbers of people destroyed. And but you have to understand that the elite in America are planning for this sort of thing. They have all sorts of underground facilities for themselves, and they're built in secret whole towns underground. All, and of course you can go up to the internet and look this up. Remember, they do not want this. This is all top secret. Now, why do we have to conceal this? We conceal it from the communists or from the terrorists? Of course not. They're concealing from the American people because they don't want the American people to know that the elite who run our country are anticipating terrible cataclysmic times coming in the very near future. Well, Pastor Billy, before we get back to your analysis of what's going on, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your ministry?
Yeah, sure. You can go to our main media website, which is getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com. GetalifeMedia.com. If you happen to be in Las Vegas, where we're at locally here, you're welcome to join us for studies at sunriselv.com. SunriseLV as in Las Vegas.com. Sunrise Baptist Church, or you can just search my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
Have you actually finished that, the third of your four or five tape series? We've seen part one and part two. Is part three available yet?
Yeah, we just released that just a few days ago, Dr. Montes. Volume three is now out and available, and Lord willing, this Sunday, I start the legwork for volume four, and how many volumes there's going to be this time around, I have no idea, but it's going to be a bunch.
Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, of course, so Pastor Billy actually gives these as sermons at his church, but they're much more than that. There's all sorts of extra film footage and videos and pictures and all sorts of things going along with this. So it's not simply a dissertation, but you'll actually see fascinating film footage. I don't know where he gets it from, but it makes it so much more interesting. Now, we have part one and part two, each one with five of his sermons. Apparently, part three is available, and we'll see about getting that. But we do carry part one, part two, because we want you to be able to watch this. Now, of course, you may have seen the system he put out 5 years ago. But, of course, I think there are only 10 DVDs in that. Probably there's going to be 30 or 40, maybe even 50 DVDs in this series as it unfolds. But fascinating because it's the final countdown. And it points out how much of what's going on today is truly prophetic was actually written about thousands of years ago in anticipation of the times in which we live today. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that, Dr. Monteith, because I think people need to understand that even if they were to have been able to get their hands on the previous study, the Final Countdown, this study is massively increased, to put it mildly. And it's not just increased, but it's increased with current information and much, much more video evidence. For instance, in one study, maybe in the old study there might have been one video, you're looking at 5, 6, 7, because we wanted to provide as much video evidence as possible with the actual interviews, the actual events, the actual news clips and things that are happening all around the world, as well as much more information, a massive amount of information that was not even shared in the previous study. To give you an idea of how much more, for instance, on this topic, worldwide upheaval, in the old study, it took one DVD's worth to complete that. Well, in this new study, it's 3 DVD's worth is how much. So it's substantially larger. And again, just to let your listeners know that Volume 3 is out, and Volume 3, that's the one where we get to deal with the hot topic. I finally got to get it on video. The hot topic on UFOs. What in the world is going on with UFOs, and do they have a time frame and importance in the last days and Bible prophecy? You bet they are, folks, and that's one of the biggest excuses coming down the pike to explain away the rapture of the church. But I finally got that video, so that was anyway, so there's lots of great stuff, so I'm glad you mentioned that. But back to the issue of the increase of the signs of the sky, that's what Jesus talks about. Back on the issue of the sun, the Bible says the sun's going to get cranked up by God as an act of judgment. In the last days, toward the back end of the seven-year tribulation. So that's the question. Well, specifically, not just a sign in the sky, but specifically, the Bible calls it out, the sun. Do we see any weird activity, the sun, getting hotter or turned up? Yes. In fact, very recently, you need to pay attention. You'd mentioned about why are they keeping this information from us? Is it really against, you know, the communists? Or I would agree with you, Dr. Monteith. I think that the bigger issue that's going on is from the common people. It's the same classic, the historical tactic they used, the Roman society, which was called bread and circus. The Roman society figured out that the way they control the populace, basically get away with doing whatever they wanted to do with the people, is to give them bread and circus, was the phraseology there. And bread was just basically giving food, and circus was the gladiatorial games and entertainment and racing and all that kind of stuff. And then people don't care who rules them. And it's the same thing that's going on today, folks. We're more concerned about sports than we are of what they are doing behind the scenes. All we want is the government to just tell us that the economy, bread, is going to be just fine, and that we'll have our retirement plan secured, theoretically, and that give us entertainment, give us those movies, give us that sports, give us all that stuff. Who cares? They don't care who rules them. Just guarantee my bread and circus, and I'll do, you know, whatever you want me to do. And folks, that's what's happening. This is why it's important to get your hands on these kind of studies. This is why it's important to support ministries like Dr. Monteith and Radio Liberty, who are some of the sole voices out there trying to get this information to the public that they're keeping from you. You don't get the news on CBS, NBC, ABC. I like what one guy said. You get the managed news. You get the 3 sewer lines. Okay, you don't get what they want you to get. And these studies expose, folks, what's really going on. Now, and again, not just quoting Bible passages, but folks, we are showing you the actual video clips. These are the things that are happening in the news. You won't, if you even do see it on the news, if it's even reported on the news, you won't catch the prophetic significance, because 9 times out of 10, most people don't know about Bible prophecy, or even, and I'm talking even churches, Dr. Monteith, unfortunately, is they seem to shy away from teaching Bible prophecy. So even Christians have no clue what's going on. So, but back to that issue with the sun. The sun, folks, is frankly, to put it in modern vernacular, it's freaking out. There's massive mega solar stores, solar flares, huge massive sunspots. Listen to this, folks. Recently, a solar tornado appeared on the sun's surface that was 125,000 miles high. Now, to give you an idea how big that is, that's about half the distance between the Earth and the Moon. That's how big that solar tornado popped out on the sun, okay? And there's all kinds of solar storms going off that experts are saying that they're getting ready to, quote, this direct quote, hit the Earth with the force of 100 million hydrogen bombs. Gee, no wonder they're trying to build these things underground. Clearly, experts are saying something's going on. They say it's not looking good, and it's going to mess up the planet. This is one of the actual video interviews that we shared with a scientist who shared his concerns about what's going on with this recent solar activity. He said, quote, "We had a wake-up call just a few weeks ago. Giant auroras, northern lights, as far as Michigan and Wisconsin," and that, he said, "that's a warm-up." He said, "It's a warm-up for 2012 and 2013 when we have the sunspot cycle. Every 11 years, the North Pole and the South Pole flip, releasing a burst of radiation. But every 100 years or so, a monster tsunami from the sun emerges, which could literally cause trillions of dollars in property damage." Okay? "It could paralyze," listen to this quote, "it could paralyze the economy of planet Earth." And the guy who's interviewing, he says, "but not from a physical perspective." And the guy says, the scientist, he says, "oh yeah, from a physical perspective." And he gives a case in point. He said, "in 1859, we had a gigantic solar storm which knocked out telegraph wires back then, 150 years ago. He said, "if that were to happen today, it would knock out almost all our satellites, knock out power stations, there would be food riots around the country because refrigeration would stop, airplanes would probably crash from the sky without radar, and it would paralyze planet Earth. That's a modern day happening right now while we're concerned about the economy and entertainment." And the scientists are warning us, this could happen, folks, at any time. Okay? It sounds to me like the sun's getting ready to do something kind of horrible. And again, that makes no sense until you get the cover of the puzzle box, the Bible. The Bible says that's what's going to happen in the last days. Only it's going to be a sign of God's judgment during the seven-year tribulation. Okay? But that's the only one sign in the sky. And remember, that's what Jesus said. Pay attention. The disciples ask him, how do we know it's getting close when you're coming back? Earthquakes, famines, pestilence, wars, and fearful events and great signs from the heavens. The second sign that we know is coming from the heavens, okay, is the rise of an asteroid impact. Not just the sun freaking out, getting hot, the solar activity, but the rise of an asteroid impact. We know, folks, that it is going to happen on a massive scale that Hollywood has sort of helped us to visualize, believe it or not. And this is mentioned in Revelation chapter 8, and it says this, "And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown into the sea." That's an asteroid, folks. And it says this, "A third of the sea turned into blood, a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed." Okay? Now this actually, if you look at the biblical chronology in the seven-year tribulation, this event with this asteroid impact that is going to make it into the earth, it's not going to miss us, it's going to hit us, okay, specifically in the ocean there. This takes place prior to the sun getting turned up, okay, but it's another event in the sky that takes place, okay, a huge asteroid, a huge mountain, all ablaze, and that's what happens when it hits the atmosphere, okay, is thrown into the sea. And so that's the common sense question. Why should I pay attention? What makes this time any different? Why should I listen to you, Christian? Okay, that Jesus is coming back? Because, folks, we are right now, and again, Hollywood's doing a great job making all kinds of movies about it. It's common sense knowledge. We are under a threat of a giant asteroid smashing into the Earth. It can happen any time. Scientists are saying, folks, right now, it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. Okay, it's common knowledge that we are going to get struck by an asteroid exactly like the Bible prophesied 2,000 years ago. And they said that the damage is going to be absolutely inconceivable. That's a direct quote. Here's another quote. Quote, "If a space rock were to hit the Earth, the damage would be devastating. The amount of destruction would depend if it hit the land or the ocean." And, of course, the text says it's going to hit the ocean. It says, "but regardless of the impact location, loss of human, animal, and plant life or the ocean." And, of course, the text says it's going to hit the ocean. It says, "but regardless of the impact location, loss of human, animal, and plant life or the ocean." And, of course, the text says it's going to hit the ocean. It says, "but regardless of the impact location, loss of human, animal, and plant life